Let me tell you, if there is a progression that I have noticed in ethics actions over the years, it's been into the area of in-house counsel. It's been into the area of private counsel serving in-house counsel. We do have lots and lots of grievances dealing with those other three areas of the law. But let me tell you, your area is not immune and is growing. We're seeing more and more of those grievances. And let me tell you why I know that. I've had the express pleasure to learn our disciplinary rules of professional conduct kind of from the inside out. Our Supreme Court was kind enough to appoint me to the Board of Disciplinary Appeals, our administrative appeal body in Austin. And I served there for 11 years, the last few years as its chair. Then they were kind enough to appoint me to the Grievance Oversight Committee, which is a committee that looks at all of our grievance rules and how they apply and looks at trends like what I just talked to you about. And I served there for 6 years. And retired as its chair in 2010. And then for the last 7 years, I've been representing you all who, unhappily, some of you wind up in grievance defense situations. So I know what I'm talking about in terms of these trends. And so it's really nice to have the opportunity to talk to you all who some of you may not think of the disciplinary rules of professional conduct at all anymore, and that when you do, it's that it applies to someone else and not you.